Commonwealth Bank has agreed to pay a $700 million fine over serious breaches of anti-money laundering and counter-terrorism financing laws. The financial intelligence agency AUSTRAC found thousands of breaches last year relating to its so-called intelligent deposit machines. The agreement needs final approval from the federal court. Senior Nationals figures have moved to distance the party from claims that former staffer Vicky Campion was pressured to have an abortion. Ms Campion and her partner, former Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce, appeared in a paid television interview last night. She says people on the Conservative side of politics told her to terminate the pregnancy. A man accused of a vicious attack on the New South Wales far south coast, which has now left two people dead, is set to have his charges upgraded when he faces court again today. Police say the 20-year-old allegedly stabbed his 69-year-old grandmother to death in the town of Bega. A 54-year-old man also died after the accused allegedly struck him with a hammer during an attempted carjacking. And researchers say some women with the most common form of early-stage breast cancer can safely skip chemotherapy without hurting their chance of beating the disease. A trial on more than 10,000 women found that chemotherapy could be avoided after surgery in about 70% of cases.